Turn to your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 25. I'm finna give you something this morning. And to help you understand why I am the way I am. Why we are the way we are. I'm going to begin at verse 25. King James Version of the Bible, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 1, I'm sorry. Chapter 1 and verse 25. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say wait a minute. All right. The Bible says, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25, beginning at verse 25. Because of the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, now many mighty, not many noble, are called. Y'all see that? But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. I wonder why I'm preaching. Yea, and the things which are not to bring to naught things that are. Now, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Verse 30, and I want to park here at verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Verse 31 says that according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in the Lord. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated. My brothers and sisters, I want to hang out in verse 30. It says, of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. Amen. Is where we're going to hang out quite a while today. Amen. If you would bow your heads for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you for this day. Lord God, thanking you for this opportunity. Lord God, just thanking you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you have sent us a Savior, amen, that was born to die for us. Father God, we pray that we'll always be mindful that it is you that is the forgiver of sins through Jesus Christ. Father God, if I'm too high, I ask that you will lower me. If I'm too low, Lord God, lift me up and put me where you want me to be. Dip me down into the deep treasures of your word. Lord, give me a word that will help somebody today. Lord, not only today, but the rest of the day, Lord God, this week, this month, Lord God, even this year. Father God, thank you for the Orange Chapel family. Thank you for those who rendered their talents today for you, Father God. And we ask an increase in each and every heart, each and every mind, each and every soul, and each and every household in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke addiction. Lord God, we rebuke sickness. Lord God, we rebuke selfishness this morning, Father God. We want to give you the glory. We empty our hearts and our minds and our souls. And Father God, we pray that the Holy Spirit would fill us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you honor. We give you glory for who you are. Lord, give us preaching grace. Give us receiving grace. Lord, give us wisdom and knowledge in all your ways today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise. Amen. I want to talk about this morning, my brothers and sisters. I want to come from the subject that I like to call what Jesus is. What Jesus is. Amen. What Jesus is. My brothers and sisters, we are, amen, here at Christmas. And we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But what is Jesus to you? Well, what is Jesus in your home? What is Jesus in your heart? Well, what is Jesus really, amen, to you this morning? Amen? 1 Corinthians 1 and 30 says, of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ is wisdom from God. If you don't have Jesus, my brothers and sisters, you ain't got nothing. Amen? If you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. And then it goes on to say, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. And through Jesus, there's righteousness. Thank God for Jesus, because through Jesus Christ, there is sanctification. Thank God for Jesus, because through Jesus, there is redemption. Amen. Aren't you excited about that this morning? Are y'all still looking at me crazy? Amen. This was written this morning to the believers in Corinth. So this word that was shared from the Apostle Paul is for the believers. Amen. Well, what Jesus did when he came, amen, when God came down in the flesh, amen, when he came down, when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, amen, everybody was looking for this magnificent, this king. Everybody was looking for somebody of high status, of high stature. But what God does is he uses the lowly, amen. He uses those meek and humble things, amen, to bring glory to him. Amen. That's what God deals in. Amen. That's why sometimes when these brothers announce their call, and that's why some of y'all tripping out and flipping. Who preaching? No. Some folk won't even come down here because my name is on the sign. Because they think they know me. But those things that the world deems to be foolish, God uses them for his glory. Amen. Folk think it's foolish for us to get up here and sing the songs that we sing and do the things that we do, amen, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some folks think that we're crazy for driving all the way from Paris and all the way across the river from Oklahoma and all the different places that we come from. Amen. They think we're crazy, but God uses crazy stuff to bring glory. Amen. To bring those that are in the world out of the world. Amen. How you going to help somebody if you don't know nothing about where that person been? Amen. Amen. I've had some good days, but I've had some hills to climb. I've had some lonely days and some sleepless nights. But he knows what's best for me. Y'all know the song. Uses those things. So my brothers and sisters, see, Paul is trying to encourage those believers in Corinth. So listen, y'all need to get off all of that old high-minded stuff. Amen. Because God can bless and he can do whatever he want to do with anybody. See, they said close the doors down here at Orange Chapel. They tried to sell the building, couldn't even sell it, didn't nobody want it. Because God had another plan. His plan was that you'd be sitting in that seat right here this morning. Amen? Amen. Some folks think it's foolish. You drive 30 miles all the way down that church? Yes, I sure do. 30 miles there, 30 miles back, 30 miles back again. Love it. What God called me to do. Believers in Corinth were sad They were sad to say, much like wealthy people through history, they were proud of their possessions and their positions, and they looked down on those who didn't have as much. Corinthian church was messed up, y'all. Corinthian church was jacked up. They had a zeal of God. They had an idea of what they were supposed to do and what they were supposed to be, but they was caught up in their stuff, and they were caught up in their ways of living and the things that they were doing. Amen? So Paul has to go in and clean things up a little bit. Amen? Does that make sense? Glad we ain't got no rich folk in here. Glad all of us come from a poor family. Didn't have much. But what Paul had to do was put them in their place. He wrote that God has a very different standard of operating and a very different standard of procedure. Amen. See, some people wonder why. How can that white boy get on that organ and do what he do? It's foolish, ain't it? Don't make sense, does it? For us, it makes perfect sense. But we go places and folks can't even listen to me preach because they worried about Tony. I can't believe that. What? They got them white girls up there in that choir. And they all working together and they love each other. What's wrong with them? Wait a minute, they'll go down that church, all them young folk in there, and it's some that used to be thugs, and some of them used to drop it like it's hot and all that stuff down at that church. Lord have mercy. But look at God and look what he's doing. All of us in here with our messed up selves, amen? Look at what God is doing with all these messed up folk. Oh, he's straightening us out. Man, seen the day we couldn't be in here together. We got Crips and Bloods in here together. Y'all didn't think I knew that, did you? We got city folk, country folks in here together. We got have and have nots in here together. I was like, man, y'all tripping. Y'all need to chill out with all that. Got to put God in all we do, my brothers and sisters. What is God? God is your wisdom. He wrote that God has a very different standard of operating than we do. God uses the weak to shame the mighty. He uses the foolish to shame the wise. And the common to shame the noble. Look at 1 Corinthians. Look at 1:27. 1:27, if you look in the New Living Translation, it said, instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those things who are powerful. What are you talking about, preacher? You got cancer. I've been a doctor. I've been practicing medicine for over 20 years. And you have cancer, and we'll try a few things, and you got 6 months to live. My grandmother was diagnosed with cancer in 1978. She died in 1993. But if you let the doctors tell it, the expert. But see, my grandma knew somebody. The doctor wasn't as smart as the God she served. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Oh, preaching better, y'all saying amen this morning. He uses, see, when you go into the doctors, my grandmother, when my other grandmother died, she, you know, they diagnosed her with cancer. She said, they say I got cancer. Sister Roberta said the same thing. They say. How many years ago was that, Sister Roberta? Pastor, they say I got cancer. But look at God. Doctor think he know everything. See, that's why some of y'all make the police think they know everything. See, I mean, yo, the police think they know everything. Credit bureau think they know everything. Your score bad, but you still got a new car. Your background ugly, but you still got a job. I'm going to tell you how awesome God is. I had a kid on probation. I probably shouldn't even say what store it was, but he's stealing from Kohl's. Stealing from Kohl's. I said, man, look. And he's a Christian. A little Christian young boy. He said, you know, man, I know I messed up. And I've been praying and talking to the Lord about it. He said, I've been filling out applications. And he said, guess what? I filled one out at Kohl's. I said, didn't they ban you from the store? He said, yeah. For life. I can't ever go back. I said, well, why'd you go back? He said, I don't know. He said, but I filled out an application. I said, okay. Let's see how that work out for you, buddy. He came back the next month to report. He said, Mr. McGuire, you're not going to believe this. You know, you told me to pray about that job and God was going to give me a job. He said, guess where I got a job? I'm working at Kohl's and they put me on the register. Woo! And all of my wisdom and all of his wisdom and all the folk, all the loss prevention's wisdom, they said he could never go back. But God said, no, I'm going to send you back and I will remember your sin no more. Look what God will do. He'll wipe your slate clean. That's why Big Mama and them knew what they was talking about when they said, let Jesus lead you all the way. All the way from earth to glory. Let Jesus lead. Then she said, he's a mighty good leader. Oh, how many of y'all know he's a mighty good leader? Mm. I said, boy, you want some new improved Jesus stuff, boy. You got a job where you stole from. That was free stuff that ain't in the sermon. My brothers and sisters, let's look at what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did as I hurry to my close. Does it sound harsh to see that God uses those foolish things, amen, in order to make, amen, his program run correctly and efficiently? It reflects God's attitude and actions when Jesus stepped out of glory, out of the glory of heaven, and entered into a sin-stained world to give his life for us. That's why he was born. Can you imagine your baby being born to die for? Think about this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and who shall believe him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But guess what? The redemption, the sanctification, amen, the righteousness, all that had to come through the death of the Son of God. Can you think about put it in your mind, I've done this before, in your mind the worst sinner you know. Some of y'all just held up a mirror and said, yep, there he is. That's what I did. I held up a mirror and said, there he is right there. You ain't even know it. Sinner sitting right there, you ain't even know it. All of us. Think about that worst person. And God took his only begotten son. Only son. This baby. Look, y'all look at little Steve. Y'all know we all love little Jace. Because he the quietest one in church. He look at it, he writing, doing his stuff, taking notes. He ain't even know I'm talking about him. Firstborn. That's the first grandchild. They love him. But God gave his best. And gave his, and he had to give his life for all of us. But sure, it would be hard for them to let him go. When they looking like, no, Pastor, you need to even quit talking like that. We won't even like where this is going. But Jesus Christ was born and he was a little boy just like that. And gave his life for the whole world. Shed his blood for the whole world. For the mission of everybody to see it. Ain't that? And does that make sense? Hallelujah, church. Oh, come on, Tony. We're going to close this thing out. Jesus. Look at this. For our sake, my brothers and sisters, he became seemingly weak and foolish. That's hard to say that. For our sake, he came seemingly weak and foolish because guess what? The world didn't like Jesus. Rome didn't like Jesus. That's why some of the friends you got don't like you. That's why I had a crazy message on my phone at 4 o'clock this morning because the devil is busy. But I'm going to still stand on the way. It wasn't from you, Tony. We good. It ain't. You wasn't in it. Watch this. For our sake, he became seemingly weak and foolish, and he died like a common criminal. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died like a common criminal. He hung between our King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hung between two thieves. What? You mean to tell me my Lord and Savior died like a criminal, and because he died that such a death, then I'm free from all sin? Wow. What Jesus is? Somebody said he's my all in all. Somebody said he's my bridge over troubled water. Somebody said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Somebody said he's my rock. Oh. He's a drink when I'm thirsty. He's a friend when I'm lonely. He's a doctor when I'm sick. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. What Jesus is. Jesus didn't stand on a hilltop and make pronouncements about his wisdom of God, but he became God's wisdom in the flesh and blood. Are y'all going to pray with me? In the Old Testament, people looked to the prophets to tell them about God's character. But Jesus personally embodied all the truth and grace we needed to know. Do we want to grasp God's righteousness this morning? Jesus demonstrated the holiness of God by never sinning and by standing up for the truth in the face of a fierce opposition. Do we want to know what it means to be sanctified? Jesus was set apart to fulfill his Father's mission. My question is this morning, what is your mission? He's the only person who was born to die, not born to live. See, we were all born to live, but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born to die. On a cruel tree so that mankind could see how much God loves us. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Jesus was set apart, my brothers and sisters. He was the only person that ever was born to die. But do we want to get a handle on redemption? See, that's the part that we struggle with. Well, what Jesus is. We need only look at the cross to see the sinless Son dying in our place to purchase forgiveness. Not only did he purchase forgiveness, but he purchased peace. And not only did he purchase forgiveness and peace, but he also purchased eternal life for each and every one of us. Are y'all going to pray with me? In Jesus, my brothers and sisters, wisdom is not a concept. Wisdom is a person. Did y'all see that? Of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. Jesus is true wisdom from God. Now my question is this morning, what is Jesus to you? Well, what is Jesus this morning as you think about, amen, this Christmas season, and as you think about, amen, your relationship, what is he to you? Amen. Some of us, Jesus is just a name that we call when we get in trouble. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is just somebody that after we get done praying, we say in the name of Jesus. But my question is, who is Jesus to you this morning? Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? What is Jesus in your home? Have you ever thought about it? Some of y'all think that your house is standing because you got a concrete foundation. Some of y'all believe that your house is standing because you got four walls and a roof. Are y'all gonna pray with me? But for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Ain't God all right? And if we serve Jesus, I believe that everything is gonna be all right. Are y'all going to pray with me? What is Jesus? Is Jesus just that person that you call when you get in trouble? But is Jesus the one you praise when everything is going all right? Is Jesus the one you come and see on Sunday morning? Are y'all going to pray with me? And is Jesus the one you just come to talk about on Wednesday night? Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? Well, Jesus is to me my everything. He's my Monday. Jesus is my Tuesday. Jesus is my Wednesday. Jesus is my Thursday, my Friday, my Saturday, and my Sunday. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? He's my January, my February, my March, April, and May. Are y'all going to pray with me? He's my all in all. When things are going good, I'm going to praise him. When things are going bad, I'm still going to praise him. Are y'all going to pray with me? If you were wise this morning, you would give the Lord some praise for all that he's done in your life. You can sit there and act like he owes you something, but it's already been taken care of. And when somebody's already taken care of something, we ought to say thank you. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that he paid it all. I'm so glad that God loved me so much that he gave his baby. Somebody called him Mary's baby. Ain't God all right? Somebody called him Joseph's son. Somebody else called him the carpenter's son. But I call him my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for me. I call him my keeper. Are y'all going to pray with me? I call him my friend. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is wisdom for all of us. Hallelujah. And if you were wise, You be praising him right now. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. My brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us again, he says that this foolish plan of God is